This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Pink Popcorn, the movie review show that tries to find a little bit of homo in every film. And sometimes it's really hard. And then other times, like this week when we review The Importance of Being Earnest, it's not so hard. I'm Kylie Eddy.
I'm Paul Tonta.
And on today's show, we have tried to be as eclectic as we possibly could for this very special Radiothon edition.
We've gone commercial, we've gone indie, and we've gone theatre being filmed.
I know, it's really hard to find the genre for that. What's it called? It's called filmed theatre on the big screen.
HD, gorgeous. Yeah, I don't know. They'll come up with it soon because it's pretty popular now. So,
Are you sure?
Yes.
Or is it just theatre geeks?
Seriously. No, it's really popular. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. So,
well, not only that, we have also got an incredibly special prize just for people who become new members or renew their membership during this hour. And it's to the largest film festival in Melbourne.
The Melbourne International Film Festival.
That's right. We are giving away an e-mini pass, which is you can go to 10 sessions. Anyone you want.
And there'll be at least 10 queer films, queer themes.
Oh, will there really?
Well, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
You haven't done your research.
I'm looking into my crystal ball. July 21, I can see. Yeah.
Do you have any hints of what could be in the program? Well, you're not allowed to say, are you?
No, they will actually kill me. So, yes, so I couldn't say.
You know all the inside gossip, but you won't say. Yeah. Oh, that's so annoying. So, look, there's heaps going on today. Of course, the best way to get in contact with us today, because we've got so many people here at the station, is to give us a call and talk to all the fantastic people who are here and waiting to take your call. 1-300-JOY-949 and have your credit card at the ready to become a member or renew your membership. It's cheap as chips. My whole family, which is my partner Rose and our puppy dog Jet, We are members and we're signing up today on this show because I thought we'd give us a head start.
Yeah, I'm signing up as well.
And hopefully our producer.
We have two members already. Yes.
Woo! And hopefully our producer, Alan.
Three.
Pushing the buttons. Three. Okay, so we're off to a rockin' start.
Flying start.
And let's get going with some music to also keep the beat upbeat. This is Tim and Jean with I Can Show You. You're on Pink Popcorn with Kylie and Paul on Joy 94.9.
This is a Pink Popcorn podcast.
That was Robin dancing on my own. Robin is a regular for us. I'm so madly in love with her. And her haircut, I've tried to model mine own. I've let go of Bieber. I'm not so Bieberlicious. I'm heading more towards Robin.
And talking about, you know, films that are that will be in the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, we can...
The Queer Film Festival or the Melbourne International Arts... the Melbourne International Arts Festival. There's so many festivals.
We're on Radiothon. We're just crazy in their mind. The Melbourne International Film Festival giving away the prize today if you subscribe to Pink Popcorn. Join 94.9. The one film we can tell people about is Press Pause Play that Robin appears in.
Great documentary. This really feeds into something I'm really passionate about, which is kind of the new medium that the internet has opened up. What does it mean for musicians, for filmmakers?
Yep.
What does copyright mean? What is piracy? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I mean, this documentary is so fantastic.
It is. You know, you can record a song and put it straight on the internet and get, you know, people to listen to it, to download it. You can get money that way or just to, you know, bring your fan
base
closer.
And the same with films.
Exactly right. It's a wonderful film. And that will be in the Melbourne International Film Festival.
So if you are currently a member and would like to renew your membership to Joy, or if you're a new member, if you're a first-time caller, now's the time to do
it. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We've had some people who have joined. We got Leonie from Kensington. Aww. Oh, my God. We love you, Leonie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And also we've got a new member, Cassie, and who gave a donation as well. So thank you so much, Cassie from Carnegie.
You rock. Woo! I know Pink Poppers are going to rock this radio thought. So I have kind of got a friendly rivalry with Adam Todd from Bandcamp, who's up after three. So, you know, we really want to give him a run for his money. You can also go into the draw to win a whole lot of major prizes, not just this MIF e-pass that we're giving away specifically for if you join up in the next hour.
So call on 1-300-JOY-949.
So I guess we better get to the business of actually reviewing a film.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Soul Surfer is the inspiring true story of teen surfer Bethany Hamilton. Bethany took to the waves at a young age, participating in national surf competitions with her best friend Alana. When on Halloween morning 2003, Bethany was attacked by a 14-foot tiger shark, which bit off her left arm and seemed to end her career as a rising surf star.
Can you believe we get to come out here every day?
Call 911.
Teenage girl from the North Shore, shark attack.
Traumatic amputation.
She's going into hypovolemic shock.
The things that you're going to have to learn to do differently is extensive.
I can't do this anymore.
Are you trying not to laugh at that trailer? I did choose a specifically dramatic spot where the shark rises out of the water and chops off her arm. Now, I'm not giving anything away because if you look at the poster...
The poster, it has a big surfboard with a great big chunk taken out of it.
And because it's based on a true story, yes. Most people already know...
An inspirational true story.
Very inspirational.
Capital I.
It's kind of like, 127 Hours, which was released early in the year about, the rock climber who gets trapped under the boulder and loses his arm.
Yep.
Slightly different way. I've got to say, this film is very G-rated. So the shark attack is, it's...
Yeah, it's a little too intense.
It's kind of over and done before you... It's kind of from her perspective as well. So she doesn't really know what's happening. It kind of happens very quickly. And then it's all about the teen... angst and drama of will she be able to surf again?
They're pretty amazing though, having a female surfer. It's a pretty interesting, story in terms of protagonist, I think.
Oh, it is kick-ass.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, I have a admission to make. This is a confession. This is Pink Popcorn confession number one for the day. I love an inspirational true story. And when it's centered around a sports story...
Yep. And a woman.
Oh, I am in heaven.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. It's a weird thing. You wouldn't think that I would like that.
No, not at all.
But I kind of love sports stories.
Wow.
Even, look, Dennis Quaid, who stars as the father, with the mother of Helen Hunt.
What
a great couple they make.
Yeah.
Oh, also, so American, all fantastic,
American,
all American,
yeah.
Aren't we great?
Yep.
Dennis Quaid actually has a bit of a reputation for being in sports movies inspired by true stories. Rookie.
The Rookie is the one that comes to mind. He was in that cycling film. Was it Breaking? No, Breaking Away? No.
No, but Rookie anyway. I particularly like as well. Look, everything was working for me for this film, apart from the fact it's a bit gaudy.
Oh.
So she's pretty.
There we go. I'm off the. Oh, that's,
I know.
That's me off the
you, look at, you look at the trailer and you're like, this is taking inspiration to a whole new level.
Were they religious? Was she
religious? Yeah, she is Christian.
Beforehand?
And she was beforehand. And she is part of a Christian youth group.
Right.
And, it's quite.
Okay.
It's quite hardcore. Her kind of faith. I want to say minister, but she's not a minister. The kind of leader of the youth group is played by Carrie Underwood. Do you know who she is? She won American Idol a couple of years, and she is a country western star.
Okay.
Super Christian-y.
So that real American Midwest Christian.
Exactly,
yeah, okay.
But it's set in Hawaii.
Yeah, but for that.
It's set in Hawaii.
It's like, how are we going to get the people outside of the coast who don't surf into this? I know, Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Let's get her in there.
So look, there is, if you can kind of let go, and look, the guy who directed it has only done TV. And my disappointment with this film is that it is a bit made-for-movie kind of TV special. If you look at something like 127 Hours, which is really a cinematic masterpiece in terms of, how it... uses so many different stylistic elements, and it really is a movie for the big screen. This could quite happily be at home on the TV screen, really. But look, I love the female protagonist. The CGI is awesome because she, most of the film she hasn't got a left arm.
You're inspired.
I was so inspired. The surfing is fantastic.
Wow. Quick content. For me, it'd be looking at Dennis Quaid.
Well, Dennis Quaid is, he's basically in board shorts the whole film. And Helen Hunt is obviously, she gets on the surfboard as well.
Yeah.
Look, I can't even pretend that there's any gay content in this. The God-fearing folk are not interested in that part of the story.
No.
But, surf chicks with surfboards.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty
so, look, I am going to give this I'm trying to keep a straight face. I'm actually going to give this 3 out of 5.
Wow.
But I would not say run out. I'm not even sure if it's still playing at the cinemas. It was released last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck trying to find it. But wait for it on DVD.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, that'll be good. Right now, before we talk more Radiothon, we're going to play some more music. This is Nora and the Whale. Well, tonight's the kind of night. You're on Joy 94.9 with Carly and Paul. This is Pink Popcorn.
This is a Pink Popcorn podcast.
That was Wanda Jackson shaking all over, and this is Pink Popcorn with Kylie and Paul.
And people are renewing, joining up. Andrew from Garden Vale renewed and gave a donation. Thank you so much, Andrew. And we played Wanda Jackson especially. And why don't we play Wanda Jackson for,
well,
Kylie?
There's a very special friend of Pink Popcorn, Wanda the Chook.
Yes.
And Chris and John, they're joining up as a family.
Yep.
Because obviously it's Chris and John. And
the large family.
They've got a family. So under their family members, they've got 3 doggies,
oh,
George, River and Russell.
Oh,
Jet would like to go and play with them down at the dog park. We'll have to have a meet up. And not only that, they've got 6 chickens. So Susie, Wilma, Iron, Maiden, Felicity, and our very special Wanda. So that's what we're all about. We're about inclusion. We're about diversity. That's what makes Joy so fantastic.
2 legs, 4 legs, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you
care.
Talk or bark or cluck.
Oh, cluck. That's what we do, a bit of clucking on this show a little bit. But we would love your support. For me personally, being a part of Joy has really changed my life. And what I love so much is I get to talk about movies, but from a queer angle, because there are very few other places where we have the luxury to be able to spend a whole hour talking about how mainstream films are really gay.
Yeah. We love it. So call up now, 1-300-JOY-949, and go into the draw only for this hour, special Pink Popcorn prize. It's a Melbourne International Film Festival MIFF-E mini pass, which is 10 films plus 3 bonus sessions. So it's a fantastic prize, and the Melbourne International Film Festival is coming up very soon on July 22. It starts. And there are plenty of other prizes as well if you become a member throughout the entire Radiothon from June 4 to 11. One of them, film-wise, is Umbrella Entertainment DVD prize pack. So there's stacks and stacks of prizes.
Look,
so
now is the time to make the call. Get on the phone. It's super easy. People are standing by.
1-300-JOY. Yes, 1-300-JOY-949. Back to the films. Meek's Cut Off is the latest film from award-winning filmmaker Kelly Reichardt. The year is 1845, and a wagon team of 3 families is setting off across the sparse terrain of the Oregon Desert in northwest USA. They are guided by mountain man Stephen Meek, who claims to know a shortcut, but when they become lost in the dry rock and sage, their faith in their guide and in each other weakens. After days of wandering, suffering the hardships of inhospitable landscape, and unable to find water, a Native American wanderer crosses their path. The pioneers are torn between trusting their guide or a man who has always been seen as the enemy.
We need water, that much I know.
That's what you think, that we're lost?
I'd say that seems about the right word for it.
We're not lost, we're just finding our way.
I don't blame him for not knowing. I blame him for saying he did.
This is going to be a bad dream soon. It's going to be a story to tell.
Oh,
tense.
It's a tense. It is. It's in Kelly Reichardt, the filmmaker. She's made, 5 films before, but 3 of them, this is the 3rd one, have been quite popular. Old Joy, featuring Will Oldham. And then 3 years ago, Wendy and Lucy, which stars Michelle Williams, who is in this film.
She's the lead in this
film,
really.
She's the lead in this film, yes. And, you know, Kelly Reichardt, she's an amazing filmmaker, and to make a Western, this is, you know, it's a Western of sorts, but it is a Western, you know, from a female perspective, and it's quite a minimalist film.
I've never been a fan of the Western genre per se. You know, there's a lot of John Wayne, shoot 'em up, men coming in to save the day, and all this kind of thing.
Hey, pretty lady, come over here and play one on me. I'm talking to you now, Kylie. Sorry. No, not Westerns.
That this is a really refreshing to see something from a female perspective,
yes,
and not only from the story content, but also stylistically. The thing that is incredible about this film is that it plays out in an incredibly slow way that draws you in, and almost, I don't want to use the word monotonous, but the beginning part It is really about these travellers in the middle of nowhere. It's set in 1843, the very first kind of people going out west, and it's really hard work. Mm. Every day they have to find water, they have to make their bread, they have to cover their wagons, they have to walk, 50 Ks.
And it's you know, bonnets, like really heavy clothing, just that they're really long and as I said, I can't get the bonnets. The bonnets fascinate me so much.
Well, I mean, there's no need for you to wear a bonnet today,
exactly. I'm wearing it in inspiration. But it's a film that, and it's based on a true story. This is, I think in America, especially in the Pacific Northwest, so sort of, Oregon, Portland, it's the Oregon Trail, and in real life there are actually about, I think it's about 2,000 people who actually went on this journey, and in the film obviously they've really contained it with just three families. But it's very interesting from a Native American point of view, because you're halfway through the film, this Native American man comes along, and they just don't know who to trust. And it's a really,
And the thing that they do as well is that they don't use subtitles, or they don't translate the Indian language. And so you really feel like the settlers who you're trying to communicate through sign language and through feeling. And so I guess Michelle Williams' character really is the driving force in, if we can communicate with this person, potentially he will find water for us, because it becomes more and more apparent that they're out in this kind of arid landscape and there's no water.
Yeah.
And their guide, Meek, he's really got no clue. But who do you trust? Once you've gone so far.
It's all about trust.
Because you can't turn around and go back, because you're already 3 weeks away from water that way. So where else are you going to go? The cast is fantastic. So Bruce Greenwood plays Meek.
Yes.
And I think this is one of the best roles that I've seen him in.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my favourite actors, actually. I love him a lot. Canadian actor. He appears in a lot of big Hollywood films. He's in, Star Trek and, heaps of others. And then he does his small independent films.
Yeah.
And I love, my favourite actors are those, people like Stellan Skarsgård, for example. There's a lot of them who play these massive big roles to get, the paycheck. And then because they get their name as well, they can effectively help bankroll these smaller films, which is great.
Well, William Patton is also Will Patton, who plays Michelle Williams' husband.
Yep.
So, look, this is a film that really works on the big screen. I think that I'm a little bit impatient. That is just me. Can't help it. If I watched this on DVD, I would be fast forwarding like no man's business. But on the big screen where you haven't got fast forward, and certainly where it's screening at Acme, where it's on the huge, great big screen, there is something very meditative about this, and it does slowly, you become really scared for them.
Yeah,
you do. The anxiety levels, just in this very quiet way, really take over. And at the end, I was so disturbed and really haunted by their story, and it couldn't have worked without that slow beginning. It just doesn't work unless you build up to it in this incredibly subtle and beautiful way. This is a Western like none I've ever seen.
And the believability, because, you put in 1845 and, these costumes and what they're, and you really do feel, you're absolutely saying, you really do feel for what they're going through and their dilemmas. And it's a choice they have to make.
Yeah.
A lot of moral choices in this film. So.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And it's, and we're talking, the director Kelly Reichardt, this is playing at Acme. It's on right now until the 19th of June. And there's a focus season on Kelly, and with five of her films, screening.
She is quite an incredible filmmaker, and she really, this is, I guess, the only, there's no gay content in this. They didn't have it under the colonial days, apparently. But the executive producer of this film was Todd Haynes, so who is an incredible filmmaker, out and proud gay filmmaker. So if it's got his stamp of approval, I'm all for
it. All over it. One of the connections is actually John Raymond, who wrote this screenplay. He wrote Mildred Pierce, which Todd Haynes directed. Drawing the lines.
Oh, it's all together. So what are you going to give this?
Oh, I'm giving it 4.5 hours. I love this film passionately. I think it's a beautiful film.
You know what? I'm going to shock you with my score. I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
Woo!
I know. I really loved it as well. So there you go. Showing at Acme.
Hooray.
But in the meantime, Radiothon.
1-300-JOY-949. Call up now.
to become a member or renew your membership, we'd love to hear the phones running hot. There are lots of fantastic Joy volunteers who are just here waiting for you to call. And if you don't call, they're going to keep eating sugar.
Exactly.
There's a lot of sugar out there, people. So let's try and avoid that. Like crazy.
And for this hour, if you join up during Pink Popcorn, go into the draw to win a prize, the Melbourne International Film Festival MIFFE Mini Pass, which is 10 films plus 3 bonus sessions.
Wow. That is, if you're a film lover, that is a great prize. So let's clap your hands. This is Sia on Pink Popcorn with Carly and Paul on Joy 94.9.
This is a Pink Popcorn podcast.
This is Pink Popcorn on Joy 94.9 with Carly and Paul. We have got people signing up left, right, and centre. I'm so excited.
It was the chickens, wasn't it? It was the inspiration.
Wanda the Chicken has started a whole lot of people becoming members at Joy. Matt from Brunswick West, thank you for renewing. That's fantastic. Also, Gavin at Deer Park has renewed. We've got a new business membership. Oh, though I'm not quite sure what that name is. Have a look at that, Paul. See if your pronunciation is any better than mine.
Should we spell it? N-A-I-L-L? Nail? 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 Nile? Nail? N-A-I-L-L. But anyway, thank you so much. Absolutely wonderful. And also David, the family membership from Flemington.
Oh, well.
Lots of families. Lots of, yeah.
You lucky pink poppers are all going into the prize draw to win a Melbourne International Film Festival mini pass.
Yes.
For 10 films.
So call up 1-300-JOY-949.
And of course, everyone who joins up throughout the duration of the next week over Radiothon goes in the draw for the major prize draws. So that includes one of those, I mean, there's heaps of prizes. One of them is the Melbourne Recital Centre. It's 4 tickets for a whole range of events. So you can take all your friends.
Yay.
You can be very popular for, for quite a while for inviting all your friends along. So that's just one of the many.
Back onto the films now. The Importance of Being Earnest is Oscar Wilde's most well-known play and the last he wrote before being put on trial for indecency, jailed, and subsequently spent the last few years of his life in Paris. Roundabout Theatre Company's critically acclaimed Broadway production has been captured live in high definition. Tony Award winner Brian Bedford directs and stars as Lady Bracknell in this comedic masterpiece about class and name-dropping.
It's sadly simple. Your hair seems almost as nature might have left it, but we can soon alter all that. A thoroughly experienced French maid produces a really marvellous result in a very brief space of time. I remember recommending one to young Lady Lansing, and after 3 months, her own husband did not know her. And after 6 months, nobody knew her.
Oh, God, I love this play so much. So this is a bit of an odd one because it's this new, there's lots of plays, there's lots of operas, lots of concerts nowadays being filmed live, they're being performed, filmed live, and then projected onto the big screen.
Wait a second, let me understand this.
Let's go back in a minute.
Because I just want people to know that we're not a theatre review show. We haven't suddenly turned into a theatre. We're still talking about film.
Yes.
But it's not, so it's performed live.
Yep. On Broadway.
And someone's got a camera.
Someone's got lots of cameras.
A HD camera lying about. And then that is kind of printed and then shipped off to say, here in Australia. And then it's up on the big screen.
Absolutely.
So I actually originally thought that it was maybe streamed live from the performance. But no. But it's the whole performance.
One complete performance. It's not edited between, say, 10 performances. It's one
performance. As is. So it's like being on Broadway.
Yeah. I mean, they do edit it. There are a number of the cameras, but it's pretty much, from the front. They don't do anything sort of fancy from behind the scenes, what have you.
Right.
But having said that, they actually are, there's an introduction. David Hyde Pierce sort of is our guide, and he interviews the director and the star Brian, who plays Lady Bracknell. And then in between they have Alfred Molina, who interviews a scholar, like they're in at somewhere, I'm not sure where it is, some university. And it's wonderful. They give some context. So it's actually like, reading the program notes, but you're not reading them, you're watching them.
And that's good to me.
It's bonus. It's like bonus.
So instead of the intermission where you go out and have cocktails, you actually just keep watching more of the film.
You can either, exactly like in the theatre, you can actually go out, go to the loo, get a drink, or you can read your program.
But do you have to wear fancy gear?
No.
Really?
No.
You can if you want. You don't get dressed up in a tuxedo. No. Did you get dressed up? Because you went and saw this on Wednesday, didn't you?
I did. I went to a media screening, so no, I didn't. But there was lots of fancy people and everyone was just, you know, dapper. Everybody was dapper.
So jeans are not a great idea. You know, if you're going to go, you may as well pretend.
But I loved it. I mean, gosh, who doesn't love Oscar Wilde? Get out now if you don't. But, and I love this play. Like, it's such a fun play. And Oscar Wilde subtitled A Trivial Comedy for Serious People. And he was apparently, they had these little quotes as well on the screen. It was going to be called A Serious Comedy for Trivial People. I think both work. But it's just so much fun. You know, it's full of bon mots. You know, it's just really, you know, everything is tied up in it, you know, with a ribbon. It's all very cute and cuddly. But it's just beautiful. And the way it is produced, Brian Beaufort, I've never heard of him actually, but mainly, I think, because he is a theatre performer, both in England and in America. He's British by birth. And he's phenomenal, like, as Lady Bracknell. And it's not just drag. It's not camp. No. He plays it as a woman. It's very serious.
Yeah.
But he is utterly extraordinary. The clip we got, actually, you know, just look online. You know, you can just type in, you know, roundabout theatre, importance of being earnest. And you can just see what he looks like. And it's really that the bit, actually, the clip that we played, it actually hinges on his facial expression at the end. Not good for radio. Sorry about that. But
we'll put the link on our Facebook page.
We'll put the link there. He's just got the most amazing facial expressions. And that's a really interesting thing about this with theatre, is that, you know, normally in theatre, obviously, you're sitting back. You don't have a camera. You don't have close-ups. You basically, you know.
Well, you might have little binoculars on a little stick.
Correct. Most people don't, but people do. Really? Alan does. There we go.
Yeah, I bet he's got his own pair. Yeah. A little, but he does have his own pair. A special theatre.
Alan, our producer, yes, in the studio.
Theatre producer.
So for those of us who don't, you know, with the theatre, you know, you're just watching it from your set position. You're just watching the action. And, you know, everyone who has studied theatre, you know, it's all about projection. You've got to project to the, you know, the little old lady who's deaf in the last
last row
kind of thing. And basically this, you know, removes that because you can get up close with the actors because a lot of this, you know, the camera angles are quite close. So you've got these amazing facial expressions that you normally wouldn't really get to see because you're sitting back in the theatre and you've got them up close.
That's actually kind of a weird, it's like the best of both worlds.
Yes.
But do the expressions seem too much because they're for theatre or because you're viewing it in that context, it's kind of okay?
It is a bit of both. There's absolutely both. Because when you think about it, how do the actors, do they actually change their
performance
for this particular filmed performance or not? And I find that really interesting. But I love this film and this film play. We're calling it a film, aren't we?
Yeah, of course.
And it's only, and the queer content, well, it's Oscar Wilde.
It's so gay, people.
It's so gay. It's the gayest thing we'll ever do. And they're actually only, and like, you know, with theatre, there are very limited performances. There are only four performances from June 11 to 16. And where it's playing, we'll put the link on our website. It's only one location in Melbourne. So we'll put that
I think we can say it's Cinema Nova.
Cinema Nova, yes, okay.
Cinema Nova are the only people playing it.
Yes, it's wonderful. So go and see it, June 11 to 16. It is absolutely wonderful. I'm just going to give it 4.5 stars just because I want to rate it.
Oh, because you want to rate it super high. I'm surprised you didn't give it 5. We are giving 5 stars out of 5 to David from Flemington, who has renewed. He hasn't renewed for 3 years, but now he has. So welcome home, David. It's great to have you part of the Joy family once again. And we would like to invite everyone else to also stay with us and be a member of Joy. You know, we do this show because we love it. We have a passion for film. We have a passion for queer film. And if you would like us to stay on air, please become a member or renew 1300 Joy 949.
And go into the draw to win a Melbourne International Film Festival Pass MIFE Mini Pass just for this hour. So just if you subscribe, drink pink popcorn.
And also Adam Todd from Bandcamp is coming up after 3 and he's got 2 hours to plug to get members.
Wow.
So we want to try and at least give him a little run for his money. So please join up now.
There's no competition at all between you and
healthy competition.
That's fine.
This is Cut Copy Need You Now with Pink Popcorn with Kylie and Paul on Joy 94.9.
This is a Pink Popcorn podcast.
This is Pink Popcorn on Joy 94.9 with Kylie and Paul.
Oh, and that's the end of a busy, busy show.
It goes so quick during Radiothon particularly, I think.
I know. Everybody, if you want to join up, renew or become a brand new member, 1-300-JOY-949. Oh, Kylie, you've got a big, big fan out there. Well, you've got many, but one huge fan. Gianna from Northcote, thank you so much. She's become a brand new member, a family membership and a donation because of Kylie's enthusiasm and passion for film made her sign up.
That has seriously made my day. Oh, I'm blushing now. I love it. That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Look, we don't do this show just because we get people saying nice things about us, but it sure does help.
Yeah, it does. So, and also, thank you so much to Fiona for a new membership as well from Fiona from Turek. So, yeah, call up 1-300-JOY-949.
The lovely Tristan has also said that he's loving our show, and I hope that that means that you're going to renew.
Yeah.
I'm just a friendly question.
Yep.
we've got another SMS that's come in. And it's saying, it's anonymous, but it says, I am the mum of a beautiful gay girl. Can I support Joy? Joy has become a big part of my life. Plus, the prizes sound good too.
Yeah.
They really are. And once you become a member, you can go in the prize draw every 2 weeks. So you can be winning prizes galore. And you know what? Everyone can support Joy. I think this is a fantastic idea. Whether you have kids that are gay, whether you have parents that are gay, whether you have friends that are gay.
If you're gay...
Well, we're assuming that you're already a member. We're hoping that that's the case. But, you know... You don't have to be. The music's great. We're here for you regardless, and we would love your support. So our final call out is to please become a member or renew 1-300-JOY-949. There are fantastic volunteers who are standing by to have a chat to you and take your money.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening in. Thank you so much to Alan and Michael for panelling today.
And thank you, Paul. I've really missed. It's been 2 weeks since we've seen each other, so I'm glad we've got the band back together. Next week, though, you're going to Sydney Film Festival, aren't you?
I am, yes, Sydney Film Festival, yes.
So many film festivals, so we'll expect a roundup about that the following week.
Yep.
But in the meantime, Conrad Brown will be joining me, and we'll be talking about the new Australian film Oranges and Sunshine and the new J.J. Abrams film Super 8.
Can't wait to see that.
Love it. In the meantime, please stay in touch via Facebook, Twitter, or our blog. You can just go to joy.org.au/pinkpopcorn. You'll find our podcast there as well. Coming up next is the fantastic Adam Todd with Bandcamp. So if you have been a little bit too slow to get membership today on our show, you know what? Join on his show.
Yeah, why not? 1-300-JOY-949.
This has been Pink Popcorn on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.